Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey guys, so there I was. It was a cold, dark night. Nah, just kidding. It wasn't a cold, dark night, but I was there. I was up in Lake Placid. I told you that story about how I got up. We took a Greyhound bus all the way up to Lake Placid, stopped in Albany, walked around, went all the way up. Lake Placid's right up by the Canadian border, and there were so many trees up there and beautiful mountains, and it, like, snowed one morning in June, and it was summertime. We were going up there, and I got up with my older brother. He was going to train for Olympic ski jumping, and I was just going to try to live life. And we were up there, and I tried to find work. I couldn't find a job in this little town. And then I went and talked to the school to see if I could get into school, and they would not let me. Man, how messed up is that? They literally would not let me into the school because my parent wasn't there to sign. I mean, I don't know. In some ways, you guys, the system, some parts of the system are broken in ways that, like, keep people down, man. And somebody who wants to make progress doesn't get a chance. So if you ever had a chance to lift somebody up and help them out, like, make that possible. I know we don't do it intentionally, but sometimes I think we inadvertently set things up in a certain way or react or act in a certain way or follow certain little thinking patterns or mindsets that actually keep people down. Anyways, side note there, they wouldn't let me in school. We're just trying to figure out. So I'm like, man, now what? I can't go to school. I can't get a job. I mean, things were looking rough. And so I called my buddy who lived in Dallas, and that's where we had moved from Dallas. And I called him. I'm like, hey, and he'd had kind of a tougher go. He was, I think he was already out on his own as well. And he's just like, man, I'll just drive up and get you. I was like, what? I mean, how awesome is that, right? How awesome is that? I still feel so grateful. He was like, no, I'll just drive up, man. So I'll drive, you know, over to the East Coast and see some friends, and then I'll drive up to Lake Placid and get you. And so he literally drove from Dallas, Texas, all the way to Lake Placid, New York to pick me up. And then he and I did this road trip. And I may have told you a little bit about the road trip already, I think. But we went down to, the trees, there's endless beautiful trees in New York. So went over to Niagara Falls and into Canada, which is super cool. Niagara Falls is amazing. And we drove down. It was all just a blur. And, man, I can't remember where I told the story. So if I already told you the story, I'm sorry. But, like, this, it really impacted me. We're in Arkansas. We're almost back, you know. We made it all the way down there, and we were just going to push through. I don't even know if we didn't have money for hotels or anything. We're just pushing through, and we're both just falling asleep. We're just kind of nodding off and just so tired. And so we roll down the windows to stay awake, and we're, you know, pounding the music and just trying to stay awake. We put on, like, Metallica or something just to try to stay awake. And the windows are down. We're freezing. We're like, oh, my gosh, we're freezing. We roll up the windows. And we're just dozing off, and he was driving, and I'm like, dude, you good? He's like, I'm good, I'm good. I'm like, I'm falling asleep, and I'm like, I'm trying to stay awake for him, right? It's probably like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're somewhere in Arkansas, and I'm like, I'm trying to stay awake, and I just couldn't, and I dozed off, and the next thing I remember is I wake up, and there's, like, dirt and grass and weeds just flying over the hood and the windshield. And I'm like, John, wake up! And he just yanks the car back onto the freeway. Like, whoa, he just yanks right. I'm like, we didn't even know where we were. He'd just drifted off. He'd fallen asleep and was still going, you know, 60 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour, whatever. I mean, just, and we'd gone off the median into this grass field and just, and he just yanks it back on. And, like, how we didn't roll, how we didn't hit anybody else, I mean, how we didn't die, it's a miracle, man. It was insane. And we were both just so terrified, like, wah! And, like, oh, we almost died. It was so crazy. I still can see that in my mind, just the dirt and the weeds and the grass flying over the hood and the windshield. And I look over, he's out cold. Just, we are just going through this grass field 70 miles an hour, man.
So he gets back on, and that, you know, the fear and the adrenaline woke us up for a little bit. But then we started nodding off again. We're like, oh, man, we better pull over. So we pull over into this rest area, and we go and we just lay on top of the picnic tables to try to sleep for a little bit. And that didn't work because it was so cold and uncomfortable. And so we kind of kept going and ended up getting back. And, man, what a wild, crazy adventure that was. But it ended up hitching a ride with some people that were moving. I had two or three boxes, and I ended up getting a motorcycle somehow. And so I had a motorcycle, a couple boxes. I threw it in their moving truck and went with them and moved to another place and just trying to figure it out. I mean, it's hard to explain, but like when you're trying to survive at 16 and 17 and 18, even on your own, like trying to find work, trying to get things done without, you know, a parent's signature, permission, trying to figure things out, you know, just life. Like, I mean, it's just a serious reality check of like, oh, you got to pay all these bills. And like all the little things you don't think about until you actually have to do them and set things up and try to survive on your own. And then, you know, trying to drive a motorcycle in the snow because it's the only thing you have. And, you know, and trying to getting a motorcycle's license and then insuring it and all that stuff without a parent, right? And all that stuff. I mean, it was challenging. It was pretty lonely. It was very lonely. And I was, you know, new place, no friends, trying to make friends. You know, just wrestling through all this time period in my life, and there were some tough challenges. Things got hard at one point again. And actually, I mean, there was some times I was pretty discouraged and even depressed. And I mean, and there were some good moments too, where you'd have some exciting good days. But for the most part, it was pretty hard, pretty drudgery. It's like waking up to darkness every day, waking up to the rain cloud and the discouragement, and just like, ah, gosh. And maybe you guys have felt this before, right? Maybe you had those times where you just wake up and you'd rather go back to sleep because your dreams are better than your reality. And man, just to keep going. Well, and that leads me to another story. So another, around that same time period, now it's hurting, the same friend that came to pick me up, he came up and we went on this road trip, actually because he wanted to go visit a girl. So he's like, hey, let's go for a road trip. So we drove again, and we crossed this bridge, you guys, and it's down by Lake Powell. And it's this massive bridge over the Colorado River. And we drove over like, man, we should jump it. But it was huge, like ridiculously huge. And so when we stopped, we looked over, we're like, it's too big. Like, this is insane. It's too big. And they're like, well, let's do it. And we figured it was well over 100 feet, maybe even close to 150 feet. And I'm even hesitant to share this story. I hope none of you will ever do anything this stupid. But like literally, as I think back, I'm like, I was at this place in my life where it's almost like I didn't care if I died. I just even remember thinking sometimes like, oh, what's the point, man? What's the point of living? It just doesn't work. Which of course is erroneous thinking. That's never ever ever the answer. Like, never the answer to end your life, because it can always get better. We can make changes, make improvements. There's always hope, my friends. That's why I say awesome is always an option, no matter what's happening or how bad it is. Awesome is always an option. It's always an option. But we have to act on it. We have to have a vision. So we climb over. My buddy jumps in. This bridge is so huge. We climb over the fence. We climb down on the I-beams. And so these iron I-beams that are holding up the bridge are like 6 feet tall. So we're standing on the lower lip of the I-beam holding on to the upper lip, right? So that tells you how massive this thing is. And you're standing down there and it's terrifying because you are so high up and it's so terrifying. And so my buddy jumps and he wanted to hit the water straight pointed, so you kind of go into the water, and so he went pointed right all the way, but by the time he hit, his body had rotated a little bit and he hit at an angle and just totally messed him up. He came up on the water, was like, help. And so my other friend had to jump in and like pull him out. I mean, it was crazy, just stupid. oh man, it was insane. And then he had gone, and I was like, well, I'm going to go. Which, again, extra stupid. And I climb over on the I-beam. I'm standing there like, this is insane. And I ended up counting to three probably 10 or 15 times. But finally, I just let go. And I was falling. And you know, that falling feeling where you're just trying to catch your breath because you're stomach's up in your throat and just like and just I was kind of swinging my arm just trying to stay balanced to not do what he had done, and I just fell and fell and fell. By the time I hit the water, man, I was like hitting concrete, and I hit in like a sitting, like kind of in a sitting position with my legs kind of squatted and my arms out to balance myself, and just the slap of the water from that height, I ended up with bruises all the way up my calves, all the way along the back of my legs and my butt, and smacked my tenders, bruises all underneath my arms. I mean, just so much pain. And we got a picture, so I got proof of this thing, man. It was ridiculous and so dumb. But I was just at this crazy point in life where like I didn't care. And I should have cared, and I was careless and wild and became, I really was leading to just becoming an adrenaline junkie. So I don't even know why I'm telling you that story, but just don't do crazy stuff, man. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Life is so good. It can be so good. But we have to remember that, and we have to make those decisions that bring us the goodness and the results we want. So often we're going through life and we're creating all these terrible results, and we don't want those results, right? But we don't, often we disconnect our own actions with the outcomes. And so we have to, you guys, let this sink in. This is huge. We have to want the consequences of the things we want. Like sometimes we want to have free choice without consequence, right? So there's no consequence or result tied to our choices. We just want to choose something without any consequence. And I came up years later, I came up with this metaphor of the, you know, the crazy neighbor who's out there screaming, yelling, freaking out at his garden. And you walk over and you're like, what's up, man? What's wrong? He's like, well, look at all this corn. I hate corn. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What did you plant? He's like, well, yeah, I planted corn, but I don't want corn. I don't like corn. And you're like, well, why on earth did you plant corn? Well, I don't want corn. No, I don't want corn. I don't want. And it's just like, it's like the you know, the totally neurotic, we plant a corn seed and expect tomatoes or zucchini or something else, right? And we all do this. We all go through, we have these mindsets and these actions and these limited skill sets and limited beliefs and bad habits that produce the outcomes, the end result, the consequences. They take us down a path to a place we don't want to be, and yet we keep doing the same things that keep producing the same results, and all we do is complain about the outcome. Right? It's just totally neurotic. Like you can't keep planting corn and expect to get something else. It doesn't work like that. And we all do it. We're all guilty of this. Like we want to be more educated, but we spend our time watching TV. And we want to have better relationships, but we keep, you know, losing our patience, saying mean things, you know, spending time with our hobbies instead of our loved ones. And we all do this. And so we're like the neurotic neighbor who's making these crazy decisions, but not wanting the outcome. And so we have to get to this place where like, I want the consequence. I want the outcome. I want the result of the thing I want. Right? And so we have to look at everything you're seeking. Because look, when we choose our path, we have chosen our destination. So look at every path you're on. Because sometimes you think, oh, I just want to have fun. I just want to watch TV. I just want to play video games. I just want to, you know, I want to go to the bar. I want to drink. I want to have a, you know, smoke break. I want to try these drugs and see what happens. And you know, you see all these things, all these vices, and you think, oh, it'll be fun. It'll be cool. Try to experiment. Won't hurt anything. And then you don't see the end result. Like I have family members who've been addicted to drugs and alcohol for a long time, and it has literally destroyed their lives. Totally destroyed their lives. And of course they don't. Nobody wakes up and wants to be addicted to meth or heroin. Nobody wakes up and is like, I should destroy my life today. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants a destroyed life. But they lack this end result thinking of, do I want the consequences that are attached to this choice? Most people don't think that far ahead. And that's what I'm challenging you to do. Think through the consequences. Think through the end result of where, if you go down that path, where is it taking you? Because you will get down there and you'll be at a destination. You better want where that's leading you, because you'll get it. Whoa, man, this stuff's important and powerful. We gotta be able to think clearly like that. So I go back. I told you about the family that ended up taking me in because I was about to drop out of high school. I was at their place and they had gone somewhere. They'd gone out of town or something. And one afternoon, and I was just sitting there. I went in, I sat down on the couch, and all of a sudden I started to feel crazy sick. And my throat started to swell shut and I couldn't breathe. And I was suffocating and my eyes were swelling shut. Okay. And I was having this reaction my body had never had before. And I was like, what's going on? I couldn't breathe, and I was short of breath. And my eyes were starting to swell shut. I couldn't do anything. I hurried, I ran over, found a phone, and I dialed, and my sister was nearby at the time, and I dialed her, and I was like, come get me. I can't breathe. I can't see. Like, come get me. And so she books it over there, finds me. By the time she gets me, my eyes had swollen shut, and I could barely breathe. And she like guides me out to the car. And at this time I was over 200 pounds. I was a big muscly guy. I spent all my time in the weight room. And she was tiny. She was just a petite, tiny little thing. She gets me in the car, books it to the emergency room right nearby. By the time she gets to the ER, I'm losing consciousness. I'm just barely hanging on. So she throws open the passenger side door, grabs me by the back of my shirt, and literally is dragging me across the entryway into the ER. And so they see her, and they run out, they grab me, run me in there, and they just load me up with... I found out later they hit me with a whole bunch of adrenaline. They literally gave me injections of adrenaline, and the doctor told me later, he's like, I had to give you adrenaline, just injections. I think he said 3 or 4 injections of adrenaline just to keep my heart pumping, because my heart rate was dropping, everything was dropping. I was having this major reaction. So eyes swollen shut, you know, suffocating airway. And I'm like dying. And then they didn't know what it was. And so they gave me 4 or 5 full IV bags of basically a Benadryl, an antihistamine to fight off allergic reaction to something. I mean, crazy. And the only thing we could think is, where I was living at the time, we had seen some brown recluse spiders. And I had this bite mark on my left arm near my elbow. It was just this kind of red, nasty, swollen bite mark. And that was the only guess that we had of what might have caused that reaction. And so, like, holy cow, that was scary. And then the nurse comes in, and after a while, I was there for a while. My sister stayed with me, and they pumped me full of all this antihistamine until I started reacting, you know, better. And then the nurse comes in, and is like, okay, we had to give you a ton of that stuff. We had to give you adrenaline to keep your heart pumping, keep you alive. We had to give you tons of Benadryl because we didn't know what you were reacting to. So, like, look, you literally can't drive for the next, like, 72 hours. It's like, there will be an effect, okay? And I'm like, okay, no driving. She's like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I feel good. She's like, okay, you're free to go. And so they swung my feet over and had me sit up on the gurney. I'm like, yeah, I feel good. She's like, okay. So I stand up, you guys. My feet hit the floor, and I stand up, and I literally have no motor controls. And I fall straight forward onto my face. I couldn't even catch myself. Whoop-bam! Like, I'm laid out on the floor. And this nurse, of course, feels horrible. Like, what have I done? It's like scraping me off the floor. I just went straight over. I had nothing. I just was so pumped full of this medication that I was done. And so they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. And they put me in a wheelchair and wheel me out. And I ended up being fine, but man, what a crazy experience. And to face that kind of fear and have that kind of reaction of like, man, what in the world is happening to my body? It was crazy. Super crazy. Oh. But and that wasn't the last time I was had some crazy experiences like that, and where life, and you guys, it's a wake up call. I hope you don't have to have those experiences, and I hope your loved ones don't have to, but man, we can remember how precious life is and how fragile we are as human beings and how fragile life is. And I hope we'll all like take care of our bodies and take care of, you know, not do crazy, stupid things like I did, and be healthy and well, and just enjoy each moment of life. Life is so precious and so good. And I hope we'll enjoy that, right? Get up every day. And in so many ways, it really is just a choice. It's a choice to choose happiness, to choose goodness, to choose to be excited and alive, and choose to enjoy life. And so we can wake up, even in tough circumstances. And I eventually learned how to do this. Even in hard times, even when things are tough, I could wake up, like force myself to smile and still be excited about life and about really living. So I hope every day you can wake up and choose that emotion, choose that mindset, choose to enjoy. And like, if it's hard right now, you guys, if times are tough for you, just be grateful. Literally learn to focus on what you're grateful for, right? Just get up, start looking for things. And some days it's hard. You're like, I got nothing, but that's not true. Even when things are bad, there's so many things we can be grateful for. So get up, focus on what you're grateful for, focus on the good things you can do that day to feel happy and excited and alive, and do that. And just make it through that day, excited and alive, and the more we do that, the more life is a great and wonderful adventure we can all enjoy. So remember, awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.